elite, following the Great Fire of 1871, the Hood featured wide lawns and large elms, and Irish Catholic clans whose family trees had more branches than the elms. A bit down at the heels, then, Beverly would later be gentrified by boomers seeking greenery within proximity of the Loop. A farmhouse by birth, our home predated all its neighbors. Green shuttered white frame, it had a wraparound porch, an old pump in back, and a garage that once housed horses and cows. My memories of that time and place are happy. In cold weather, neighborhood kids skated on a rink created with garden hoses on an empty lot. Daddy would steady me on my double blades, clean slush from my snowsuit when I took a header. In summer, we played kickball, tag, or Red Rover in the street. My sister Harry and I trapped fireflies in jars with hole-punch lids. During the endless Midwestern winters, countless Brennan aunts and uncles gathered for cards in our eclectically shabby parlor. The routine never varied. After supper, Mama would take small tables from the hall closet, dust the tops, and unfold the legs. Harry would drape the white linen cloths, and I would center the decks, napkins, and peanut bowls. With the arrival of spring, card tables were abandoned for front porch rockers, and conversation replaced canasta and bridge. I didn't understand much of it. Warren Commission, Gulf of Tonkin, Khrushchev, Kosygin. I didn't care. The banding together of those bearing my own double helices assured me of well-being, like the rattle of coins in the Beverly Hillbillies bank on my bedroom dresser. The world was predictable, peopled with relatives, teachers, kids like me from households similar to mine. Life was St. Margaret's School, Brownie Scouts, Mass on Sunday, day camp in summer. Then Kevin died, and my six-year-old universe fragmented into shards of doubt and uncertainty. In my sense of world order, death took the old great aunts with gnarled blue veins and translucent skin, not baby boys with fat red cheeks. I recall little of Kevin's illness, less of his funeral. Harry fidgeting in the pew beside me, a spot on my black patent leather shoe. From what? It seemed important to know. I stared at the small gray splotch, stared away from the reality unfolding around me. The family gathered, of course, voices hushed, faces wooden. Mama's side came from North Carolina, neighbors, parishioners, men from Daddy's law firm, strangers. They stroked my head, mumbled of heaven and angels. The house overflowed with casseroles and bakery, wrapped in tin foil and plastic. Normally, I loved sandwiches with the crusts cut off, not for the tuna or egg salad between the bread, for the sheer decadence of the frivolous waste. Not that day. Never since. Funny the things that affect you. Kevin's death changed more than my view of sandwiches. It altered the whole stage on which I'd lived my life. My mother's eyes, always kind and often mirthful, were perpetually wrong, dark-circled and deep in their sockets. My child's brain was unable to translate her look, other than to sense sadness. Years later, I saw a photo of a Kosovo woman, her husband and son lying in makeshift coffins. I felt a spark of recollection. Could I know her? Impossible. Then realization. I was recognizing the same defeat and hopelessness I'd seen in Mama's gaze. But it wasn't just Mama's appearance that changed. She and Daddy no longer shared a pre-supper cocktail or lingered at the table talking over coffee. They no longer watched television when the dishes were cleared and Harry and I were in our PJs. They'd enjoyed the comedy shows, eyes meeting when Lucy or Gomer did something amusing. Daddy would take Mama's hand and they'd laugh. All laughter fled when leukemia conquered Kevin. My father also took flight. He didn't withdraw into quiet self-pity as Mama eventually did. Michael Terence Brennan, litigator, connoisseur, and irrepressible bon vivant, withdrew directly into a bottle of good Irish whiskey. Many bottles, actually. I didn't notice Daddy's absences at first. Like a pain that builds so gradually you're unable to pinpoint its origin, I realized one day that Daddy just wasn't around that much. Dinners without him grew more frequent,